out, you said you were going to get the car washed, but I just got something out of the car and it smelled like French fries.
What?
Delicious, golden, fast food French fries.
It did?
See? No denial. You cheated and went to a drive-thru.
Wait, technically, I told you when I was going to the drive-thru car wash, I paused between saying drive-thru and car wash.
That is so misleading.
I had to. It's been too long. And I did drive through the car wash.
Are there any fries left? Walter?
Join us next time for The Married Couple.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. The White House unveiling a plan today to limit copays for insulin purchases by those on Medicare.
Under the plan, older adults who pick a drug plan offering the new insulin benefit would pay a maximum of $35 a month starting next year. That could potentially save seniors an estimated $446 annually.
Fox's John Decker in Washington. World Health Organization Emergency Program Director Mike Ryan warning of a possible spike in coronavirus cases.
We may get a second peak in this wave. This happens during pandemics in the past. It certainly happened in the pandemic of 1919 and the Spanish flu.
The number of COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. is nearing 100,000. People at Memorial Day events at the Lake of the Ozarks in Missouri are urged to self-quarantine. Health officials concern a lack of social distancing could lead to a spike in coronavirus cases. America is listening to Fox News.
Every one of the 57 states. Stop it, Fox. Jeez.
Everybody's in quarantine. Have to wear a mask outside. Even though the sun is out, it's the summer, we're stuck inside. Can't go to public pools, and the kids are going wild. Breaking stuff, and they won't shut up. I'm not trying to strangle my child. Oh, how I wish that we
president actually went outside and did something for the first time since March 6th, and you'd think he had gone out. This is why this job can be fatal at times. Because I just see the abuse. There's nothing even remotely close to fairness. And this, just today, I saw half a dozen people who used to work for networks say there's no doubt about it. They are absolutely determined to get rid of Trump, admitting openly there's no journalism here. This is an agenda. But it ain't working. I want to thank Mike Smith from Boys and Girls Ranches of Alabama for coming in and getting us out of ourselves for a moment. I can hustle when I need to. I was able to get to the car, get a check, and write it out just as he was pulling away.
Really?
Yeah.
Good.
I was very, very moved by everything that I saw, you know, in the material I read about the organization and what he had to say and his passion. And
I sent you a picture of the three graduates and him.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I'm putting the information on my page. So yeah, I wonder, let's see if I can click to... Yeah. It'll be up there on my page in just a minute in case you were touched as I was and would like to help them out. Just fantastic people. A lot of folks, though, right now are facing financial worries and concern. That's one reason I wanted to, you know, it's no different for us. The world is just like this big uncertain thing. But sometimes the best way to deal with that is to be proactive. And one way you can help yourself right now with interest rates at such record lows, a refi may be just what you need, not only to lower your monthly obligation, but to buy you some time to catch up. Some people, with a business closed or the source of revenue cut off for any amount of time, it doesn't take much to get behind the eight ball. Morris Capuano is the guy that can help you with that at 409-9300. He's been doing mortgages and refis for decades. He's helped thousands of people get the keys to a new home and also helped that many more who needed a refi for any number of reasons, to take advantage of interest rates. I remember when they were, how thrilled I was with my 850 credit score in 1990, getting 10 3/8, which was the lowest rate you could get 30 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. If today's interest rates had been available then, I would have never lost that house in foreclosure. But it just wasn't meant to be, you see, so we move on. So refiing now can not only give you a chance to lower your payment, but buy you some time, because when you start the refi process, you don't have to make payments as it goes on. And you might be in a situation with equity where you can take some money out and maybe do a home improvement or two and add to the value of your home. So far, especially by watching Eddie Bader, the housing market is still hot, which is good news for everybody. But Morris is the guy that can get you some relief or just get you the mortgage or pre-approval you need to buy a house. At 409-9300, he's partnered up with Renaissance Bank. Many programs there that weren't previously available. They're an equal housing lender, and their NMLS number is 409-622. At 508, Brant will be joining us in a minute, and good day on the markets. We'll find out what the driving force was. First, local news and Rich's forecast.
Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. Because of the uncertain economy, the famed Jasmine Hill Gardens in Wetumpka has announced that it will not reopen. Jasmine Hill Gardens, which is run by a nonprofit foundation, hosted countless weddings and school groups over the years. Officials say care will be given to maintain the plants, trees, and flowers. The Equal Justice Initiative is planning on reopening its attractions in Montgomery. June 15th is the day that the EJI hopes to reopen the National Memorial for Peace and Justice, the Peace and Justice Memorial Center, and the Legacy Museum. They have been closed since mid-March due to the pandemic. The EJI law offices have been open during this time. According to the Alabama Department of Public Health, there have been 5,000 new coronavirus cases in the last 2 weeks. There have been over 15,000 cases across the state, 566 deaths, and more than 1,600 hospitalizations due to COVID-19 since March 13th. But some good news, nearly 8,000 people have recovered from the virus. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Refer your friends to Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air and share $100. But hurry, offer ends June 30th. Visit calldixie.com for details.
Call Dixie. License number 15033.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and 2 nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of those random pop-up storms will be around for the next several hours before they fade out overnight. Low temperature down to about 67. Tomorrow, I think we're back to the upper 80s for a high temperature. Scattered afternoon storms again. But the rain chances get a little bit better Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, when scattered to numerous storms roaming around, especially in the afternoon and evening hours, of course, with highs back to the upper 80s to around 90. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
She wants to sunbathe while in a pandemic. She doesn't want to get COVID-19. She's going down to the beach in a three-piece. A face mask and matching bikini.
2, 3, 4, won't spread COVID anymore.
She wore a stop the virus quarantining bottom top and face trikini to keep coronavirus away. A stop the virus mouth concealing sexy matching thong trikini, and she's got 10 lines on half of her face.
Hey, how about that boat parade for the president on the west coast of Florida over the weekend? Something like 500 and some boats just organized and had a parade for the president. I don't necessarily see Florida as a toss-up state at this point. I don't think any of them are. This whole thing, we're going to bring in somebody who can lend his expertise. That's Mr. Right on the Money, Grant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. Good afternoon to you, and it was a good afternoon, wasn't it?
No, it really was. It was a nice day coming back off the three-day, you know, holiday, and happy Memorial Day to everyone from yesterday. That was a great day. And so, yeah, really, really nice. I mean, I think there was a lot of optimism. I kind of got the sense myself, even before I saw the futures markets last night, you know, just watching the news or seeing all the video come in of people just exploding out on the beaches, people back out again.
Including places that are technically still shut down. I predicted this. I said people, you know, will go along as best they can for so long. And now this whole thing, if the plan was to crash the economy and hurt Trump, I think they're in for a rude surprise. The states that are still slamming the door shut on their citizens are getting a lot of blowback politically. And people are just saying, that's enough. I'm done. I had a thing on my Facebook page today that said, oh, I just see where there's a permission slip that says everything is open. It's a little old. It was made in 1776, but it's there if you need it. I love the inference.
I saw that. Yeah, that was good. That was really good. But all in all, you know, it was a great day. There were a few things that just to point out. Number one, you know, as I've been talking about the last, I guess, 4 weeks or so, we've been stuck in this really sort of somewhat narrow trading range. And every time we would come up and bump up against that resistance, you know, we would go back down. We finally managed to break out of that today. That's good news. So from a technical perspective, if you're watching markets and indexes from a technical sort of charting perspective, it was a nice breakout. We finally broke out of that that trading range that I've been referencing. Also, though, it's interesting to me, and this is some of the stuff I talked about last week, that where I'm really, really concerned about this recent rally, is, you know, the stuff that's going on with China. You know, you've heard me say before, Greg, you know, we like to watch the things that are on page 8 or whatever of the news, and when they make it to the front page, that's when you need to be concerned. And I think that's what's going on with this Chinese thing. Trump's going to use this market strength to sort of go back to the table with China and hit them with sanctions and other things, particularly, you know, obviously the two big ones, which is the virus itself, but then also these new security rules and measurements that they're imposing on Hong Kong. Which is not good. So that bears watching. And even he said today in his tweet, you know, he talked about this. He said, you know, look, we just broke through 25,000 on the Dow. It was a big day. And he says, you know, we're going to continue to have our ups and downs, you know, which right. means he's sort of telecasting to everyone, you know, we've got some things coming here. But then also, he said, next year's going to be a great year.
So, Larry Kudlow, who you have referenced and somebody you've known and talked to many times, also was very optimistic today, I noticed, in the financial news. The president's advice.
Yeah, you know, Larry, first of all, Larry is just an optimistic guy. I mean, he always has been. He sees things kind of a glass half full, but he's a really, in my mind, a brilliant economist, and I think he's right. I think that, you know, we've got people going back to work. A lot of damage was done from this shutdown. There's no doubt about it. And you look at those commercial mortgage-backed securities, that commercial market that we've talked about, and really this shift in consumer behavior that is going to be profound after we have completely gotten through this whole virus ordeal. Who knows what impact that's going to have on, you know, on shopping malls, brick and mortar, and what have you. And I think next week, as a matter of fact, we're getting a lot of the bank stress test numbers that are going to be coming in. We're going to be looking at those to kind of see how they're weathering the storm. And, you know, it's going to be interesting. A lot of the residential stuff, everything from top to bottom, new home sales, existing home sales, median price of a home, all those data points are going to be coming in as well. We'll be looking at that, and obviously how that ties into the health of the consumer. Can the consumer show up again like they were before this? That remains to be seen. A lot of excitement, but still a lot out there to think about, for sure.
No doubt about it. As always, we embrace good news, but as you mentioned, even the president says we'll, you know, have some choppy waters here and there. But just think about this. The absolute glee on the left when the Dow briefly dipped below 19 and they couldn't wait to announce the market's back to where it was when Trump became president. Well, guess what? It's up about 6,000 points since that dark day. And even though it has its ups and downs, on a week-to-week basis lately, it's been netting upward mobility, which is great to see. And people are getting out there and spending again. In a way, what I heard them say today is, you know, people cooped up, couldn't go anywhere in a lot of cases to spend money. It's almost like there's going to be this incredible unleashing taking place in the, especially in the third quarter. And yeah, the traders are back on the floor today too, right? Or at least some were.
Yeah, a lot of the traders were back. They were at limited capacity. They're going to, you know, they're doing it in phases, as you can imagine. But you know the crazy thing. Even Cuomo, you know, Governor Cuomo said these numbers were really bad. The forecast, the projections, the models were way off.
I saw that. Did you see that, Rosie? The St. Mario of New York actually admitted that the projections were disastrously off. Yeah, they sure were.
You think?
Yeah. And you know. And so it's interesting to me now because you see the discussion going on in the NFL. They're preparing for the stadiums to be full.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, wow, the pendulum has swung. And it's like, you know, the Democrats are being, this crisis opportunity that they were so happy about is quickly fading.
Yes.
So that gives Trump a little bit of leverage, I think. And, you know, Pelosi's been working on this infrastructure bill that she wanted to bring out. It was going to be loaded with all these socialist programs and all the junk. And so we'll see if that gets done. I still anticipate an infrastructure deal, although the Democrats, if it gets too much better, they may just pull out and say, well, we'll take our chances in the general election, you know. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But right now, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of excitement. It's nice to see people getting back to what they love, and again, this past weekend, the pictures and the videos that were coming in were just fantastic.
Yes, it's great to see people getting. I mean, the desire for normalcy, even though most of us can't specifically, it's a feeling. Normal is a feeling, and none of us have felt that for at least 3 months when this whole thing started. You know, when it started to cast its shadow and then blacken the sky for a month to 6 weeks. And the best part is they're playing checkers on the other side, and Donald Trump is playing chess. And when I see politicians self-destruct like that Generalissimo in Michigan and some of these others, now we're staying like, you mentioned college football. I predict we will have a packed house for the Iron Bowl when that game is played. No social distancing, no 25% capacity. But I also predict that you'll have conferences on the West Coast that will not play because they've already ordered their schools shut through the fall.
And think about Michigan. I mean, the president of Michigan, the University of Michigan, he says, you know, we're not going to have a football season if we're not allowed to have our students back on campus. you know, that governor out there is it's like political suicide.
Really? They're so, all Illinois, too. Forgive my French. His nickname here is Fat Bastard, you know, from the Austin Powers movie. You know, the guy, the big guy.
Get in my belly!
They're just despicable people, and then they go out and violate the rules. It's like the media, I thought they were going to drown in their own wetting of their pants because the president dared to play around the golf without a mask. Who the hell wants to play golf with a mask on? If I had one, I might want to pull it up over my eyes after a bad shot. But what the heck? I mean, wearing a mask on a golf course. And then Joe Biden comes out. They let him out of the basement for the first time in 2.5 months. And he looks like the fly. He looks creepy, scary. they really, I'm telling you, he is letting them paint themselves into a corner. And this, in the end, I believe, is not only going to cost any chance of winning the presidency, I think it's going to turn a lot of states red. Because the people that live in these lockdown places are saying, hey, how come all these other states, they can go out to eat, they can go out and have fun, they can have a picnic, and we can't do anything except go to the grocery store. At some point, they're going to be held accountable for that, and it's going to be, well, a glorious moment for us who believe in freedom, but for them, it's going to bring about their downfall. The woman in Michigan, Brandt, she's openly auditioned for Biden's VP slot. I don't think she has a bat's chance. Well, that would be the perfect way to put it. A bat's chance in Hades of getting it with the way she's behaved. And then her husband.
Oh, I wish she would. I mean, I think that, you know, that helps
seal the deal.
Yes, Frau Whitmer. Her husband tries to cut the line at the boat dock. Well, would it make a difference if I'm married to the governor of Michigan? He's lucky they didn't sink his boat.
Yeah, it makes a difference.
Yeah, a big difference. Brandt, thanks for a great chat. Friends, now that we're starting to emerge from the gloom and the sunlight is returning, you know that if you just look at history, stuff happens. A good metaphor, I don't mean to keep backtracking here, Brandt. Read a great article today about the kind of event that this has been and how the company or the country has taken these gut punches, but it tends to lead to a more V-shaped bounce back. And, you know, that's kind of also part of the optimism I was reading. I believe it or not, I read. And I try to stay on top of everything, even though there's this, like, the tsunami of news on a daily basis. But another thing will happen down the road, and the people that will navigate those circumstances the best are people who have a nest egg. So get one started. You can do it without turning your financial life or your way of life upside down. You just need smart money management, and they can help you at McDonald and Hagen. So reach out at 387-0094, 387-0094, and just have a no-obligation chat with Brandt and see how McDonald and Hagen can help you prepare for whatever's next. Brandt, have a great afternoon and evening. And God love that beautiful woman you're married to. That was a day-making thing to witness yesterday.
Yeah, it really has been. People have been so sweet and just have loved on her. And it's been incredible. Very humbling. Very humbling.
Yeah,
and I appreciate your message.
Oh,
I really do.
I got to tell you, it just, it reached. And things like this, it's like today we had Mike Smith from the Boys and Girls Ranches of Alabama, talking about the kids that come into their program and the things they've been able to achieve. All this, it gets you out of yourself. We all tend to, when run into a rough patch, get into self-pity, and self-pity doesn't help anything or anybody. And please tell Hayden how she helped me while she's...
I've already done it, man. I've already done it. And you know what? You're telling her yourself.
Oh.
Because she's listening.
I just... Love and God bless you and prayers to you. And we know you're going to be just great when all is said and done. Thank you, Brant, for your time.
Oh, absolutely, man. Always love it and look forward to it tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Same here. 387-0094 McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Lawyers?
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
I just received a great meme. Today is Stevie Nicks turned 72.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Still a goddess.
Yeah.
And it's the top half of the meme says, Taylor Swift writes whiny songs about all her exes. Stevie Nicks made her ex play guitar while she sung songs about what an a-hole he was. Oh, I love that. I love that. Because it's true. You know it's true. All right, we're at 528. We better see what's happening on the roads.
Traffic is brought to you by Alabama Dumpster Service.
Dispose of your business waste in the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and quickly picked up through Alabama Dumpster's affordably priced waste removal. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic, our busiest spots right now. Madison Avenue and Atlanta Highway outbound from downtown. Federal Drive and Congressman Dickinson also busy. They're feeding cars over to 231 to head to Wetumpka. We've got some congestion at a lot of the major red lights all the way around the boulevard and very congested at I-65 and Southwest Boulevard. Norman Bridge and Fairview are also pretty heavy this afternoon. I-65 and 85 rolling at the speed limit through downtown Montgomery. No accidents into us to pass along to you at this time. Premier Place Shopping Center is open for business. Shop Big Lots, Burke's Outlet, Landmark, Michaels, and more. Premier Place Shopping Center in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. Light at the end of the tunnel as things start opening back up.
Amen, brother. Things are opening back up, and we're open at Tucker Pecan. We are ready to sell candies, nuts, and all kinds of great gift items. We still have the great gift items and still have the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. Since all this has been going on, we've been sitting back waiting, but now that we're open, we're ready to see our customers again. And I want to thank all of our customers because during this time, people have been calling, ordering, doing curbside, shipping gifts. I mean, we've shipped gifts for people that I've never met before, some old friends out of state. You know, everybody's worked together to make it through this, and we're going to work harder in 2020 to make sure that our customers know how much we appreciate them, because every day you're what makes Tucker Pecan what it is today.
Tell them where you are located.
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery, or you can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The new Amazon Echo has everyone asking Alexa for help.
Alexa, what time is it? What the hell is wrong with this blasted thing? Amanda!
But the latest technology isn't always easy to use for people of a certain age.
These kids have bought me a busted machine again. On this Alexa.
That's why Amazon partnered with AARP to present the new Amazon Echo Silver, the only smart speaker device designed specifically to be used by the greatest generation. It's super loud and responds to any name even remotely close to Alexa, so they can find out the weather.
Allegra, what is the weather outside?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Huh?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Where?
Outside.
What about it?
The temperature outside is 74 degrees and sunny.
I don't know about that.
The latest in sports.
Clarissa, how many did old Satchel strike out last night?
Satchel Paige died in 1982.
How many he get?
Satchel Paige is dead.
In what now?
Died.
Who did?
Satchel Paige.
I don't know about that.
Even local news and pop culture.
Anita, what them boys up to across the street?
They are just playing.
They what now?
They are just playing.
You say they just playing now?
Yes, they are just playing.
I don't know about that.
Pair it to smart devices like your thermostat.
Alessandra, turn the heat up.
The room is already 100 degrees.
Are you trying to kill me, Alizé?
The new Amazon Echo Silver plays all the music they loved when they were young.
Angela, play black jazz.
Playing, jazz.
It also has a quick scan feature to help them find things.
Emilia, where did I put the phone?
The phone is in your right hand.
And it has an feature for long rambling stories.
So then I gave him $5, and he said I only gave him $1.
Uh-huh.
I said, I know I gave you a $5.
Uh-huh.
Because I only had a $5 and a $1 on me.
Uh-huh.
And this is the $1 right here.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, you tell me who's crazy.
Amazon Echo Silver. Get yours today. I said get yours today.
To order Amazon Echo Silver, send a check or money order to Amazon.com right now.
See, I don't need Alexa Silver. I've got it right here. So yesterday, I can just prattle on.
And
there's the headline on Fox News, Grudge Report. Trump trashes Sessions. You know, it still strikes me like he doesn't understand why people are mad, disappointed. I just don't understand how you can take a position like that and say, oh, by the way, I'm out on the Russians. And look at how much time has been wasted on fake, and now it's all coming out. It's all coming out, and today specifically, it's three people, including St. John McCain, who handed that absolutely fraudulent dossier to James Pieface Comey. And, well, McCain is gone, but the others can join I'm Going to Prison Me Too movement, and we can only hope and pray that justice will be served. God knows we've been waiting a long time. This, think about that. It's now a fact, and Mueller himself may be one of the targets, because they knew a month into it there was no collusion, but they kept it going. And then if you remember back when Mueller was called in front of Congress, that pathetic performance, like he had just heard of his own report that same day.
It makes you wonder what they had on him.
A Mueller?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's all going to come out. It's, and there's got to be a lot. Some of these people have been very silent, by the way, lately on social media. And we all know who ordered it and authorized it.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
Eventually, a lot of people will come to believe that. Some of us knew in advance. Indian scientists discovered that hydroxychloroquine treatment prevents Shycom virus, vindicating President Trump. Yeah, I'm sure the networks will be all over that story.
Oh, but you know, the WHO has discontinued clinical trials because...
Donald Trump.
Exactly.
That's the only reason.
That is exactly the reason.
Video of Biden looking very frail. Well, it's the first time you've let him out of the basement in 3 months. How's he supposed to look? Now he's blaming the radio talk show host for his "you ain't black" comment. Oh my God. Yeah, it's, Trump's just letting them all self-destruct one at a time. Wow.
It's sad, really.
Cuts at the national security level today. Obama's top economist says best economic data in history is about to happen in the United States.
Yeah.
How about that? Whoa, oh, he did a horrible job. Whoa, oh, killing people. Fortunately, there aren't so many brain-damaged, dead dumbasses that are drinking the Kool-Aid that Trump went out and smothered 100,000 people in their sleep with a MyPillow. Which they would have you believe, if they could. And now this.
Good afternoon, this is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Here are your heaviest places as far as traffic right now. A lot of congestion. Madison Avenue to Atlanta Highway outbound to Taylor. Federal Drive and Congressman Dickinson also busy to 231. And we're seeing congestion at the River Bridge and Redland Road red lights on 231 to Wetumpka. Taylor Road very busy, as well as the East-South Boulevard, Troy Highway intersection. Norman Bridge and Fairview also very busy outbound this afternoon. No accidents in us to pass along to you at this time. Keep it here for further updates. Reinhart Used Car Supercenter has low mileage vehicles, trucks, vans, SUVs, and cars, all at tremendous savings. Get the deal that best works for you at Reinhart Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? You have questions? I have answers. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Confidence. Peace of mind. A way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. We have taken a brief break during the pandemic, but we'll soon have a new real estate class starting on Thursday nights. If you have ever considered starting your own business, or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Every home has a to-do list. That leaky drain, bare spots on the lawn, repainting the trim. To finally get that to-do list done, call in a pro. Over the past 20 years, Home Advisor has connected over 100 million homeowners with trusted local pros. And during these times, we're making it easier than ever for great pros to join the Home Advisor network. For a limited time, home service businesses can get $200 in free advertising. Visit homeadvisor.com/start for details. That's homeadvisor.com/start.
At Advance Auto Parts, we want to make sure your vehicle is ready to roll when you are. So when it's time to get back on the road, we offer free battery testing and installation with batteries starting at just $79.99. And right now, you can do your part to help a community hero stay on the road. Visit AdvanceAutoParts.com to nominate someone who deserves our support, and you could each win $1,000. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participate in CarQuest locations.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Millennials, Gen X, baby boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi,
I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. According to the Alabama Department of Public Health, there have been 5,000 new coronavirus cases in the last 2 weeks. There have been over 15,000 cases across the state, 566 deaths, and more than 1,600 hospitalizations due to COVID-19 since March 13th. Some good news, nearly 8,000 people have recovered from the virus. Because of the uncertain economy, the famed Jasmine Hill Gardens in Wetumpka has announced that it will not reopen. Jasmine Hill Gardens, which is run by a nonprofit foundation, hosted countless weddings and school groups over the years. Officials say care will be given to maintain the plants, trees, and flowers. The Equal Justice Initiative is planning on reopening its attractions in Montgomery. June 15th is the day that the EJI hopes to reopen the National Memorial for Peace and Justice, the Peace and Justice Memorial Center, and the Legacy Museum. They have been closed since mid-March due to the pandemic. And those are your news headlines. I'm Melissa Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of those random pop-up storms will be around for the next several hours before they fade out overnight. Low temperature down to about 67. Tomorrow, I think we're back to the upper 80s for a high temperature. Scattered afternoon storms again. But the rain chances get a little bit better Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, with scattered to numerous storms roaming around, especially in the afternoon and evening hours, of course, with highs back to the upper 80s to around 90. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
There's some light rain outside now and a little more on the way. And now at 5:43, The Married Couple, brought to you by Delk and Tomlinson.
And now today's episode of The Married Couple.
Hey, honey.
Yeah?
I was just in your bathroom. Do you keep a better brand of toilet paper in your bathroom?
What? You think I would divide the toilet paper that we got before this all started?
Uh-huh. Well, I just found out that yours is really plush, and the teepee in the bathroom near the man cave is like single-ply road trip truck stop brand.
It's all the same.
Oh, really? Well, let me look under the cabinet here. Aha!
No.
I thought so!
Please don't take my Charmin Ultra Soft.
Join us next time for The Married Couple.
Law and Order Special Divorce Unit. It is 5:43.
Jay Quellen.
She's here, but let me grab this call from Patty real quick. Patty, what's up?
Hello, Patty?
Okay. Now we go to Jay Quellen. Jacqueline Tomlinson from Delk & Tomlinson. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well.
Did you have get outside, enjoy some of that nice, cool, moist Florida air?
Well, it's been, I don't know if you've talked to Janelle, but we've got like 7 or 8 inches of rain in the last 36 hours. So there was a tropical disturbance from South America that came up. And so it rained all day yesterday, and then it's rained a good bit of today. But we were able to get out and kind of sightsee for a little bit, and then now I've been working most of the afternoon while Steven's been terrorizing my parents' house.
I just zoomed out on the radar. Yeah, I see a big green strip up and down the southeast coast.
Yeah, it was pretty rough. It's been raining since about, honestly, Sunday afternoon it started. And then Jared and I had a date night Sunday night. We went out to dinner, just the two of us. First time since February.
Wow.
Yeah, and so we went to dinner. My parents watched Steven, and it was raining then, but it was like Florida rain. You know, like rains 1 minute, and it's not raining anymore. And then it rained constantly yesterday. But you know what? It's a nice break to have the rain, and everything's clean, and not 100 degrees outside.
It reminds me of Memorial Weekend 1993 in South Florida. And I remember this because I had tickets to see the Marlins. And it was just, I think we had a foot of rain over the holiday weekend. And all three of their games with the Giants were postponed. How come I can remember crap like that and I can't remember, you know, what I'm supposed to pick up for dinner tonight?
It always rains Memorial Day weekend, I feel like. It's either not raining or it's unbearably hot out.
It is. It is that season.
It is.
And
so how's Montgomery?
We are just so proud of our mayor being on TV every day.
I saw him. He was on WSBN 7 this morning.
What?
I know. Big time making it to South Florida news.
And what was the message? What was the point of him being on WSBN where if it bleeds, it leads?
Yeah, I honestly didn't listen to it. Jared came in and said, Mayor Reed's on the news, and I said, I'm not surprised, and I kept doing what I was doing. So,
have you gotten any or been contacted by anybody from in your life out of the area, though, who's worried that you might be, you know, at the brink of corona death?
No.
Because
no, nobody.
That's all he's accomplishing.
Yeah, I mean, and from what I'm hearing, it's like, yeah, it's a bad situation, but like, it's not factual what's being relayed. And so you just don't know what to believe anymore, you know?
I understand.
No, the numbers aren't good, but I don't even know if I trust the numbers.
I don't. I don't trust them at all. And I'm still unable to find a place that can offer a reliable antibody test. I had a guest on last hour from the Boys and Girls Ranches of Alabama. Great organization. And I made a donation. I was so blown away by how amazing they are. He's convinced, too, that, you know, he had this back in late January before they could even think of diagnosing a corona situation. And but so far, I think the FDA, there's like 20 different antibody tests out there that are not approved by the FDA. I think there's people trying to make money off of this. Well, big surprise.
I've known quite a few people that have been tested, and I don't know anybody that has not had confirmed COVID, because I do know people that have had the virus. I don't know a single person that's got the antibody tested who's come back positive. Not one.
Neither do I.
And I probably know 50, 60 people that have had the antibody test. I mean, I know a lot of people that have had the antibody test, both in Alabama and in Florida.
That's why I'm... Well, you know what I need you to do? I need you to call up the commissioner of Major League Baseball and do one of your amazing negotiations to get them back together, because now it's looking like there may not be a season. And if that happens...
Which is so sad.
Oh, what it's pathetic.
What is the South going to do if they cancel football?
That's not happening. I mean, all signs on football, even the NFL, they're saying we not only expect to play, but we expect to play in filled stadiums.
We need these numbers to go down. I'm getting nervous. We can't survive without football, Greg.
This is true.
What would we do?
I don't know. I really think, you know, you may see some non-conference games get canceled or whatever.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
But if I had to make a bet on whether the Iron Bowl will be played with a packed house, I'm betting that it will be with a packed house.
Absolutely. I have baby update tonight, Tuesday.
Oh, hold on.
Yay, Tuesday.
Let me get the...
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Let's go to Baby Central and Jacqueline Tomlinson for an update.
So, I spoke to Dana today.
Yes?
Her babies are the size of spaghetti squash.
Spaghetti squash.
Like, big... spaghetti squash.
Big spaghetti squash.
Big, gigantic, making poor Dana so uncomfortable spaghetti squash.
That's okay. The kind of squash that has like a handle on the end of it, right?
Think of the biggest squash you can think of, and that's what it is.
Okay.
More like and giant then, gourds.
Yes, yeah, some sort of gigantic gourd, two of them. And then Lola is the size of a, ironically, a Florida orange.
Oh,
appropriate.
Yes.
So my app tells me, you know, the different things. So we're either a Batman action figure, a naval orange, or the other one was like this strange eye marsupial animal looking thing that was a little scary. So, but yeah, today is Tuesday, so today is update day.
Are you getting through the mornings okay, or are you still...
Yeah, you know, I'm okay. It's just...
I never heard this before, but I've heard from multiple women who have given birth to girls that girls are tougher to...
It's been different. It's been very different. I'm very lucky that I'm one of those fortunate women that are not sick the entire time. My mom was down for the count for the first 5 months she was pregnant with me, and most of my friends that have had girls have had really rough times. All things considered, quarantine, home with a toddler, working full-time, I feel okay.
And you were working today, huh?
Yeah, well, we had, I actually had 3 consultations this afternoon, and then we've got some settlements in the works, so we've having to go back and forth with that. I was telling somebody earlier, you know, a lot of people are upset that they can't do, like, either face-to-face or, like, things aren't open. And we've been trying to do the best we can to work around the schedule. But we want to keep you safe, all of our other clients safe, and Delkin Tomlinson safe. So we've been doing, you know, our office is open, and Amy's been executing things kind of outside. We have an area set up. We have a large front porch area, so we have some chairs out there. And, you know, we're just trying to keep everybody safe. And I told somebody today, I'm probably more accessible now to clients than I was pre-pandemic, because there's no court hearings, there's no mediations really happening, there's no face-to-face depositions. And so, I mean, we're able to be kind of more hands-on, which is a blessing.
And if that's the case in your life, if you are contemplating, and believe me, the numbers on everything from domestic abuse, separations, they're very high. This has been a very unwelcome stress on a lot of relationships. A consultation is advised. Sometimes that saves the marriage. 819-4810, 819-4810. Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson, attorneys at law, also handle matters of family law. And no, regardless of where, the web address is divorceformenalabama.com, but regardless, if you're looking for strong advocates, that's the number to call, 819-4810. When are you heading back home?
Well, so we were going to head back on Thursday, but, you know, I came down here for my husband to have that deep sea kayaking trip, and it got unfortunately moved because of the weather. So as of right now, he is supposed to go on his trip on Thursday. So I think we're probably just going to stay through the weekend and drive back on Sunday. I feel better working from up there because I have my routine and my computer and everything. Plus, rumor has it the court system should be having face-to-face hearings starting back soon. So I want to be back and be prepared and have my stuff, but be able to be back in our normal routine as much as possible.
That is you, always prepared. Thank you, Jacqueline.
Bye, guys.
Take care. Delkin Tomlinson, bye-bye. Attorneys at law.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, Patty.
Hey, man, I'm sorry I lost you. I couldn't hear you at all. And so, anyway, just real quickly, I guess everyone remembers where they were on 9/11, right?
Sure.
So I woke up early and turned on my news just about in time to see the second plane hit, or it was the first or the second, the town.
The second one was the one that everybody saw.
Yeah, well, I'm a pretty early riser and habitually turn on the news, but I'm in Central Time, right? So at any rate, by mid-morning, George W. Bush had been notified. He was on Air Force One, and they went to the Senate floor. And Joe Biden had a microphone, and he was walking around in near tears. And he was saying, "What about me, guys? What about me? What about me, guys? What about me?" And it was live. And you know, I haven't looked, but if that has not been scrubbed from the Internet, somebody needs to...
Rosie's making a note right now. I'm going to look for that and find it. And I want you to call me tomorrow, okay?
It was sad. And so what I want to see is a caption under there. Is this who you want to be the president of the United States?
I'm going to look for that. That's a great suggestion, okay. Patty. Thank you.
All right. Well, listen, thank you, Greg, for all that you guys do, keeping us in touch with one another. And you have a good evening.
We try. Final look at the roads at 5:55.
Well, good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have a downtick in the number of cars around the city right now. We're seeing less congestion, but still a lot of traffic out there on the boulevard. You're going to find congestion at all of the major intersections. Troy Highway, busy outbound, as well as 31 to Prattville. Congressman Dickinson Federal Drive, still busy outbound this afternoon, as well as Atlanta Highway, especially from the East Boulevard all the way to Taylor Road. That's about it. We've got no new accidents into us to pass along to you at I-65 and 85, rolling along at the speed limit with no issues there. During these times of social distancing, the Vance Law Firm can handle your case by phone or thevancelawfirm.com. Call 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Looking for insurance? Or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier. How does quality coverage with local service at competitive rates sound to you? The folks at MyStark offer just that. Bundle your car, home, life insurance, and more to save hundreds with them. As an independent agency with over 20 of the top-rated national carriers like Travelers, Cincinnati, Auto Owners, Progressive, Encompass, Chubb, and Pure, to name a few, MyStark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Their reputation speaks for itself, as it is unrivaled in the River Region. Since their inception in 1929, almost 90 years ago, they've gotten to know the city well and have a staff equipped to bring you the best customer service. They chose a dog as their mascot for a reason. Dog is man's best friend. So let Starkey be yours. Quote with them and they'll have Starkey sniff out the best coverage for you. Find them on Facebook at facebook.com/MyStark Insurance and on Instagram and Twitter under MyStark. You can visit their site at MyStark.com or call them at 334-263-5535 for quotes from multiple carriers.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
If you need a plumber, call a plumber. If you need an electrician, call an electrician. Now, if you need excellent service on your heating and air, call Mays Heating and Air, 361-1895. Mays Heating and Air is locally owned and has been around for over 33 years. You can take advantage of Mays' lower overhead and lower prices. Trust your family's comfort and your biggest investment, your home, to Mays Heating and Air. Their work is guaranteed and they'll be there when you need them. Mays Heating and Air offers smart financing with Alabama Power and Spire, including commercial replacements. If you've been shocked by an estimate from another dealer, then you'll want to call Mays Heating and Air for a free estimate. Play it safe. It's time to get your spring checkup. Right now, it's a real deal. Call Mays. It pays for heating and air service and new or replacement units. 361-1895. 361-1895. Or go to maysclimate@gmail.com. State Alabama license number 89388.
Every home has a to-do list. That leaky drain, bare spots on the lawn, repainting the trim to